Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the weekly broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. Now, as most of you know, we've been covering a series on Satan's devices, and the main focus has been to cover the different ways and means by which Satan tries to get people to fall into sin and disobedience. You see it in the Garden of Eden, where he's being very subtle. You see it in Job's life, where he's throwing traumatic events in front of Job to try to get him to stumble. And at the same time, the Bible tells us that he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So there's many different faces and means by which the devil tries to get you to fall. And that's why we need to trust the Lord each and every day, because he alone can help us. Now, if you've missed any of these messages, I'd encourage you to go to independencebaptist.org. Check out the audio section, and from there you'll be able to listen to the messages that we've covered so far. But before I use up too much of his time, I want to go ahead and turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds this morning, because there's still quite a bit to cover on Satan's devices.
This morning, I'd like to begin in the book of 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 18 through verse 20. Last Sunday morning, we were discussing how that Satan is a great deceiver. And last Sunday morning, we preached about Satan using external things on us. But this morning, we want to speak about Satan using internal things about us. Notice 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 18 through verse number 20. The Bible said here in this place, "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, how they are vain." Notice, first of all, that it is very possible for a person to deceive themselves. Notice verse number 18 of 1 Corinthians 3. Let no man deceive himself. People can deceive themselves. Many people believe that they must be baptized in order to be saved. They deceive themselves. Baptism is a good thing, but baptism is a totally different thing than salvation. We must be very careful, because oftentimes deception lies within ourself, not in others. But of course, we need to understand that Satan is the cause of all deception. He was the one who deceived Adam and his wife in the Garden of Eden, thereby causing all sorts of deceptions to enter into the mind of men. Paul's advice is this: let him become a fool, that they may be wise. There is simply nothing better than trusting Jesus Christ, even if all the physical evidence points to not trusting Christ. It is much better to just trust Christ and Christ alone. Notice that Paul gives two passages to prove his point about trusting Christ and not trusting men. The first example that he uses is in the book of Job 5 and verse number 13. Who is doing the talking here? This is Eliphaz. This is one of the friends of Job who is convinced that Job is doing something, has some kind of secret sin that he's simply hiding from men and hiding from God. And God will not let this secret sin continue at all. But Eliphaz is wrong on that secret sin thing. But what Eliphaz actually says is that he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And that is absolutely correct. Paul mentions that. It's absolutely right. But Eliphaz is wrong in his conclusion. The second quote that Paul uses is from the book of Psalms 94 and verse number 11. This psalm, David writes, but the whole point is this: listen to God only. Remember that God sometimes speaks his truth through men whose overall premise might be wrong. we must discern all truth, regardless of who speaks that truth. In 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 21, which begins with the word therefore, Paul uses Scripture to rightly conclude that we should only always follow the Lord. Don't follow men. Whether men are right or whether they're wrong really doesn't make any difference. We need to follow the Lord. Have the Lord always on our heart and on our mind. Paul rightly states that all things belong to the person who only follows the Lord. In verse 22, Paul states that even death belongs to us if we follow God. Men often think of death as the ultimate giving up of things, but it is not. Listen, right after death, we will see untold millions of things that are waiting for us when we die. All we need to do is to be faithful to Almighty God while we still live. In verse 23 states that there's absolutely nothing better than knowing we belong to Christ, because we also know Christ belongs to God. The way to get to God is only through Christ. Think of another passage. In the book of Galatians 6 and verse number 3, the Bible said here in this place, "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." Well, that's a good point, isn't it? Galatians 6 and verse 3 states, "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." Every saved person knows that they're nothing. But they also know that Christ is something. This context teaches that we ought to bear one another's burdens. In verse number 2, "Therefore we will fulfill the law of Christ." Because every man is nothing at all, as it states in verse number 3, "Therefore every man must prove his own work." In verse number 4, "Our rejoicing shall then be in ourselves, not in anybody else." The verse is not teaching that we cannot have joy in others, but it is teaching the solidariness of service to Almighty God. You see, every person must stand on their own in verse 5. But in verse 6, people that are taught the truth ought to tell others the good things they have learned. In verse number 7, the Bible declares that deception is when a person sows bad seed and expects a good crop. Verse 8 tells us of the two harvests that will come, while verse 9 instructs us not to get tired. Verse 10 states that we ought to do good to every man, especially to believers. But just be careful in Galatians 6 and verse number 3. "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." It is very apparent in this place that men are very able to deceive themselves when they think they know the truth, when really they do not. The third lesson is in the book of James 1 and verse number 22. "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." This verse tells us that it is very possible to deceive ourselves into believing we are faithful when we are only shallower hearers of the Word of God. There are two things that are mentioned in this verse. The Word is Christ. Be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, you see. Therefore, we ought to always be an example of what it means to be a Christian. We need to follow the Word of God, the Bible. If there are times when we don't know what to do, always do what the Bible declares that we ought to do, even if we don't understand the end of it. Just do what God wants us to do. Compare doing the word and only hearing it. The result is deception. You see, there's a vast difference between actively doing what the Bible declares and simply hearing what the Bible declares. It is like listening to a sermon, enjoying it, but there's no practicing in daily life what the Word of God teaches. There is no change. Therefore, we deceive ourselves. The people in the days of Christ did exactly this very thing. So be very careful. God's Word should change the way we think, the way we act, and who we want to please. God's Word should do this. The fourth thing, in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse number 9 through verse number 12. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Notice what this passage states in the book of 1 Corinthians 6 in verse 9 through verse number 12. The Bible said, be not deceived. Be aware that many people might say that they are okay, but they are not. There's many people that are fornicators. There are many people that are idolaters or adulterers or effeminate or abusers of themselves with mankind. They shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This is exactly what the Bible says. Satan is the prince of liars. Do not believe anything he says, because if you believe what Satan says, you'll be doomed. Verse 11 mentions that even though some believers have been guilty of these sins, now they're washed from their sinfulness. Now they're justified. Now they're sanctified by the power of God through Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Lord. Listen. Satan is a great deceptor. There's no doubt about that. But remember this. We can also deceive ourselves into believing a lie when we should not. We should always follow what the Lord says. Do what the Bible says. Just read it in the Bible and just do exactly as God wants us to do. Remember this very vital point, that Satan is a great deceiver. But God will always tell you the truth. He'll always be honest with you. It might hurt, but God's ways are always the best.
You know, what a sobering thought. You know, we like to think that all the deception we have to worry about is from the outside source. You know, we just want to stay away from dishonest people, and we worry about and are on guard against those that would manipulate us with their words. But Pastor Reynolds just did a really good job of pointing out the fact that many times it's something inward. It's us deceiving ourselves. It's us manipulating ourselves. You know, and it's at those times that we try to make excuses, or we try to find some obscure means of justifying something that we know is wrong. And that's a perfect example of how we just manipulate ourselves. You know, in this day and age, many people have done that with church. They've convinced themselves that they don't need to go to church. And in all honesty, it's because many times they just don't want to go to church. It's more important to get this done. It's more important to get that done. It's nothing but the devil deceiving you. And I would greatly encourage you to get back into church services. You're more than welcome to come and join us. We're at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We'll be meeting today at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, then this afternoon at 3:45 for a prayer meeting, and 4:30 worship services. And I guarantee you that if you get back into services, you won't regret it. The Lord will bless. Don't let the devil deceive you into staying away from church. Well, I can see that our time is up, but I do want to, as we close, thank you again for joining us this morning and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message on Satan's devices.